Welcome back. 751 on the Mighty 990, FM 107.9, AM 990. We're streaming all the time at Mighty990.com. Coming up next hour at 8:32, we'll have Bill O'Reilly's commentary for you. Also, Jeff Katz joins us. He's sitting in for Todd Starnes later on today, and we'll have a chit-chat with Jeff in just a bit. In the meantime, today is the first full day of fall, which for a lot of kids, it's bad news. It means the pool's about to close down for the year. But there's more to it than just flipping the switch off on the pump. And if you want to get ready for 2022, there are things you need to do in 2021. And joining us this morning is the general manager for Pool Scouts. We say hello to Maggie Heath. Maggie, thanks for joining Ben and me on KWAM this morning. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for inviting me. I'm doing well. I'm a little under the weather, probably because it was 90 the other day and 60 this morning. Yeah. You know how Memphis weather is. So sorry if I sound a little down this morning.
Listen, they've let me on the air here for over a year, and I sound awful every day. You sound just fine. No problem, Maggie. We welcome you and glad that you're with us this morning. For pool owners, there are some things. We have a lawn and garden guy that comes on every Friday, and last week he talked about preparing your yard for 2022. There are things you need to do right now, and it got me to thinking, well, what about swimming pools? Because after what we just went through this past winter, Maggie, there's a lot of people that sustain some damage because really you just assume that you can just flip the switch off and your pool be ready, throw some chemicals in it next year, and you're good to go. It's really not that simple, is it?
It is not. There are several things you need to do just to make sure that in the spring you have an easier job when you open it. The one thing is, the weather, when it starts getting cooler is what I usually tell people is a good time to close your pool. So when it starts to consistently be, 65 or below, so get the timing right. Closing it too early actually can encourage a lot of algae growth and make it a much harder job in the spring when you try to open it. So we just encourage people to do it. Don't do it the beginning of September because, around here it's still extremely hot, but when it's starting to get a little bit cooler usually.
At what point do you put a cover on it? Is that the first thing that you do when you close it down, or is that closer to maybe the last thing that you do?
So that's the last. So the process is we get there, we basically, take a look at the pool, clean it, see if we ask that the customers get it clear to begin with. But if there's some debris in the bottom, we'll clean it up because that, again, will help with the opening in the spring. And then test and balance the water. And then the filter and pump, you remove drain plugs, that sort of thing. So there's a bit that goes into it. And that's why if you don't know what you're doing, I would suggest using a pool company. Whether it's us or another one, a reputable one, it's just something that you don't want to mess anything up on that because it's an expensive piece of equipment.
When folks are preparing to close, does it really matter if it's an above ground or an in-ground pool when it comes to closing? Are the components essentially similar? It's just the topography that's different?
It is, and we actually do. We don't do really any above ground pools. Our customer base is mostly in ground. But I do think they follow the same process where they shut everything down, cover it. Or I think above ground pools can drain till the next year, like drain the water. But with in ground, you just drain below the skimmers. You don't drain the whole thing.
Yeah.
When you close it down.
Yeah. Now when you close a pool down, other than the fact that there's, I guess you want to prevent algae growth from coming back because then it's a bear of a time getting it ready and reopening. And you mentioned some draining. Are there components that are at risk during the winter time?
So there are. So when a company comes in, or if you do it yourself, the closing process, you do need to, it's called blowing the lines. So you do put a vacuum in the skimmer line and kind of blow the lines out so that where the eyeballs or the jets are, air comes out of those because you don't want those to freeze during the winter. Where we don't usually have that issue, but, last year we had that really terrible snowstorm, which a lot of people had a significant amount of damage to their pools last year, and including on their covers. When you cover a pool, there's several different types. There's a safety cover that anchors in to the edges, and then there's one that's just a tarp with little water bags around. And a lot of people, the snow just fell on that and kind of either some of the covers needed to be repaired or the whole cover fell in.
Oh.
So there was a lot of issues this past year with that 9 inches of snow we got.
Well, it's in Maggie in with pool, Maggie Heath with Pool Scouts is with us. I guess maybe this is the question because this spurred my mind when you talked about the outside and putting the cover on the perimeter. What's the best time of year to check around the edges of the pool to check for cracks and to check for the integrity of the exterior of the pool or at least the periphery?
I would probably say, you know, you can, a lot of companies do that kind of repair work during the so-called off season, you know, from November and December. If the pool is closed, you can't really do that. But some people in Memphis do keep their pools open. So doing it during a less busy time, you actually will probably get a better deal with some companies if you wanted to check, you know, check that out. Or you could do it in the spring when you open your pool back up and just kind of have a once, you know, let them look at everything and make sure everything's as it should be.
Tell us a little bit about Pool Scouts real quick. If you don't mind, I'd love
sure.
You know, what do you guys typically do? Are you a pool closing company, pool opening, pool closing? What do you do?
Yeah, we do all of that. So we're actually a Virginia-based Virginia Pool Scouts franchise. And we do pool cleaning, maintenance, minor repairs, and it's at residential properties. So we have, you know, we're trained in testing and monitoring and balancing the pool, treating it, servicing it from, you know, beginning of the season to the end of season. So we do openings, we do weekly maintenance, you know, if somebody wants us to come each week and maintain their pool. And we also do closings like we talked about. So we do it all. if anybody needs help, feel free to give us a call.
And we've got a link also on our live show blog for you guys here in Memphis. You said that you're based out of Virginia, but you have a location here in Memphis that you handle here as general manager. And again, you know, we're right on that cusp of where we get some warm winters, but then we get some of this record-breaking stuff, and it's ridiculous. So why roll the dice with one of the biggest investments on your property, and that's your swimming pool? Maggie Heath, general manager of Pool Scouts, thank you so much for sharing with us the importance to get this stuff done. There's multiple reasons to always make sure you take care of your pool, because if you don't take care of it now, you're probably going to have to pay more to take care of it later. So check them out at Pool Scouts. Maggie, thanks for your time and have a great rest of your week. Hope you guys stay really, really busy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sure thing. There's Maggie Heath. All right. So get that pool taken care of, folks. That colder weather, you better start getting it done now, because those lines will probably back up of people getting that closed for you. So get in the first. It's kind of like getting your, I guess, your heating and air taken care of in the seasons. Make sure you get that done early. Otherwise, you may be waiting and then it's too late. Coming up, top of the hour, news, weather, and traffic. Ben Dieter's joining me. In hour number three, we'll have Bill O'Reilly commentary. We'll also have Jeff Katz. We'll have your calls. And we've got trivia. Who's the quarterback for the University of Memphis? Correct answer gets two tickets to see the Tigers this Saturday against Texas San Antonio. Call now. Get into the game with us on the Mighty 990. It's 7:59.